President Trump threatened on Friday to close the southern border unless Mexico stops migrants from entering the U.S. illegally.
Mexico's tough. They can stop them, but they chose not to. Now they're going to stop them. And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border.
Among those people entering the country are children and teens. Now new guidance is being offered to judges on ways to work with migrant youth who may enter the juvenile justice system. Dr. Julian Ford is a professor in the Department of Psychiatry at UConn Health and one of the authors of this primer. Julian Ford, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Diane.
You've created a primer to help juvenile court judges take, quote, trauma-informed approaches when they deal with young immigrants who've just arrived to the U.S. Why did you think this was needed?
We realized that many juvenile court judges who are doing their very best to help youth get through the juvenile justice system and stay out of the juvenile justice system and get through times of trouble, that many of them are actually now working with youth who are relatively new to this country, who have immigrated either on their own or with their families very recently. And we also realized that those youth bring with them some additional challenges over and above the significant challenges that other youth in the juvenile justice system bring.
How do you define trauma or the types of challenges they bring with them?
That is a very important question. Trauma is the experience of life-threatening or life-altering events that fundamentally shift a person, whatever their age may be, from just living in ordinary day-to-day life mode to living in what we call survival mode, where they are really sensitive to any potential threats, even when they are objectively safe.
The justice system is about both punishment for having broken the law and also rehabilitation. And I know it's hard to speak broadly, but how do you think we should be thinking about those two issues with recently arrived young immigrant children?
In many cases, the traumas that they've experienced and the ways in which they've had to survive, and sometimes ways that have gotten them into trouble because of their need to protect themselves, and sometimes even resort to means that are not socially or even at times legally approvable, they are still trying to find a safe place in this world. And we have the opportunity as a community and as a country to welcome them and help them to not have to live in survival mode. And that's really what rehabilitation from a trauma-informed perspective is all about, shifting the focus for these youth so that they have enough safety in their lives and enough access to resources that they actually don't have to be stuck in this terrible post-traumatic survival mode.
So how can judges help recently arrived immigrant youth to move past those traumatic issues that brought them to the U.S. and possibly to court in the first place?
Well, the first thing that every judge can do is just to recognize that they may be the first person or one of the very first people who truly recognize what these youth have been through, and that the trouble that they may be in that have gotten them involved in the juvenile justice system, that requires correction, but it also is often an expression of their attempt to actually find a better, safer life. And when judges are aware of that perspective, then they can begin to also learn about the youth's cultural background, their language and national backgrounds. And what we found is that when judges and other persons in authority show interest in youths, this is often the thing that begins their actual turnaround and where they can actually begin to recognize if they've made mistakes, how they can make corrections and make restoration, and how they can actually move forward in their lives.
Well, thank you very much for speaking this morning.
Thank you, Diane.
Dr. Julian Ford is a professor in the Department of Psychiatry at UConn Health and one of the authors of a primer for judges working with migrant youth who may enter the juvenile justice system. This is WNPR News.